Look at this. I got headphones on. I got a mic going. Baby.
If only people could see you now.
Hey, no video. We've gone through this before.
All right,
No
all right,
video.
all right. Welcome to This Commerce Life. This is a podcast aimed at small, medium entrepreneurs focused on commerce. I'm Phil, your host, and Kenny, your co-host, will join us as well. And we're going to talk to you about the world of retail and commerce and how things are changing in the world.
Yeah, just a short thing to correct my voice. Yeah. So it's like
headphones?
A minute long. What's that?
New headphones?
No, same headphones. Yeah.
The cord looks different. Looks like almost my Marley cord.
It is a Marley cord. They're Marley.
Funny.
Yeah, they're
that's
Marley headphones.
Yeah, I got Rohan to give me. He sent them to me when I was listening to his coffee years ago.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
That was cool. Actually, it's kind of cool meeting him. I got to meet his other brothers, too. I met Damien and Justin. Or Julian, pardon me. Damien and Julian, which is pretty cool, too.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I don't know any of those guys, so I just...
Well, I think Rohan is the eighth son.
Okay.
And I think Julian and Damien were younger. Like,
okay.
Ziggy's the oldest, right? No.
Yeah.
Ziggy's the oldest. And then I think it's, what's his sister's name? I can't remember her name.
I have no idea.
Sister. Anyway.
I don't know any of them, actually. I know is I love Bob Marley's music, and I know nothing about Bob Marley.
I was the same way.
Family,
so, I was the same way.
Yeah.
Hey, Laurie.
Laurie Shoplin. How the heck are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're excellent. I think we're excellent. I think Kenny's really excellent.
It's lovely down here. It's so warm.
Nice.
I hear Vancouver's really nice too right now.
Not sure who you're talking to, but okay.
I just have to rub it in. It's so nice somewhere else.
This is a podcast, but I'm shaking my head because we've had, three WWLDs, of which one occurred with one person in Hawaii. And now there's another one in Mexico.
Right.
And God damn it, I'm still here in Toronto.
You should do something about that.
You're a bunch of jerks.
Well, the odds are looking pretty good for you, right?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I'm
going to Orlando, but Kenny's going to be there too. So it's no good. Like, I don't get to gloat or anything.
No, you can't
share the same weather. We'll probably be in the same room, which never happens for This Commerce Life, right? So
that's funny.
Fun. Can't wait to hear that.
I'm going to have to go somewhere like Micronesia or Fiji or, Fiji.
Just book it, man. Just book it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just book it. I'm sure Kathy and the kids would love to go.
Oh, yeah. No, they would kill to go. Yeah. My bank account would kill me if I went too. So it's all about choices and the consequences.
And the consequences thereof.
There you go.
Right? There you yes. Go. Yes, yes, yes. So we're back. We've got What Would Laurie Do? This is our 1, 2, 3. Fourth.
Wow.
WWLD. I like it a lot. So we're back. Kenny's in Mexico. Laurie is in, I think, very cold Vancouver. And we are slowly freezing to death tonight in Toronto. We literally dropped 20 degrees today. We went from zero, and I think right now it's minus 22. We're going to hit 30 tonight. Be great. Just great.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Is it horrible to say it's better you than me? Because I don't think you can do that.
No.
Well, I'm not feeling anything for that one. I'm sorry, you're on your own.
Oh my gosh. And before we start, Lori has... You have a cool story to share, no?
Lori? Oh, yeah.
Yes?
It's what I...
Bring it on.
Yeah. Well, and it's so funny because I would think that it's probably encouraging for your listeners that, you know, when you just step into the belief inevitability that your business is gonna work, mm-hmm. you don't necessarily have to get stuck in the how, right? You just keep opening doors and figuring it out, right? Mm-hmm. So it was funny, I was texting with Phil and I just said, like, it was crazy. Somebody that follows me on Facebook hasn't been to any of my events. I haven't coached, done one-on-one coaching with, happened to be sitting in a meeting. And in that meeting, they were talking about, they wanted to bring in a presenter and talk about women who were feeling overwhelmed. And this woman's like, I may know somebody. So just signed a contract to do a presentation to Surrey School District for their 600 clerical staff. Never thinking that's not my business plan.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And yet there's doors open because I have put it out there enough, knowing what it is that I do.
Yeah.
What's my why? This is what I do.
Yeah.
And so it was very cool. So that's coming up next Friday. So,
that's huge.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Good for you.
Thanks.
That's good for you. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shit, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's such a neat opportunity, right? Like it's completely outside of your model, but you know, you put it out there, you're kind of working on your thing and then look what happens, right? It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. Wow. So it's just even the thought work that I've been doing all the way along, right? Yeah. As I do with my clients, of thinking, well, if they think success looks like this and it's got to fit into a box, mm-hmm. my question always is, well, what if that wasn't true? What if there was a different way? Yeah. Right. And instead of forcing things to fit into it, just being open to knowing it's going to happen. And that's so funny because my sticky note, if you can see my desk, is it's as good as done. Like I have goals set for this year and it's as good as done. Like I know it. And when I wrote that sign, I never had anticipated an opportunity to get in front of potentially 600 people of my ideal clients. Right? Like I never had that. I never knew the how yet to that, yeah. but I just stood up so that my post, yeah. even I showed up that way, that this woman watching, scrolling, whatever, yeah. just happened to, yeah. at least it resonated with her enough that somebody yeah. says overwhelm and somebody thinks Laura Shoplin. So it's yeah. like, okay.
So,
but it shows that if you work at it, you work yeah. at it, you work at it, things yeah. do happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not luck. Yeah. I mean, you've been working, no. you've been working hard at it. You know, someone
here's the thing. Had I, you know, a year ago decided, it's not working the way I think it should. Well, then, like for me as a coach, I did lots of coaching. Well, then how do I show up when I think it's not working? Right. I find evidence to support that. So then I probably not likely to put things out into the world to tell people that I'm a coach when I think it's not working. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I backtrack and I don't show up. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, so I would catch those thoughts. And I'm like, okay, that's, and I just through this work, just knowing that thought's not going to help me grow my business and get out yeah. in front of and being able to help these women.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the fun part is just like, okay, what is my offering even? And that's what the fun part is. I thought it was always going to be one-on-one. Well, now I've started to do group and now my group might actually go into bigger.
Now it's 600 to one.
I don't
that's
know.
A big group, man.
That's amazing.
A big group. Well, you never know. You don't know who's in the audience either. It could be another couple school districts. It could be, yeah, I mean, it could be anybody. People talk, right? That's how you get these things. People think and say, wow, that's, yeah, she's really good. And oh my God, she's yeah. got a great story. I mean,
yeah.
Good for you.
I have two things in there. So for listeners, this is like real world search engine optimization. So, you know, like we always talk about this stuff and I know it makes listeners crazy because they're so abstract, but this is like, so if you park the Google crap and the AdWords crap, what Lori related just now, you said, if you think overwhelmed, you said,
mm-hmm.
Right. So if you think overwhelmed, you think Lori Shoplin, and that is a real life search engine optimization case, right? Is that's what you're trying to, that's what we're all trying to do is get to a place where a set of words equate to what your business model is, right? But the real world behind that even is that Lori did a ton of work to figure out what her why is so that her words were right. Mm-hmm. And so that like, it's really not luck, right? And it's not, it's you're throwing yourself up to the universe, but in an orderly fashion, in a way that now her universe literally converged and went overwhelmed. Oh, I know someone. I know a person, right? That's Lori, right? And so that's like the best SEO example I could ever give, right? Is that right there, right? Because that's what that is, right? So it's kind of amazing.
I know.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
And it's fun now because it's funny because even I coach my clients that, you know, confidence is a feeling we can generate ourselves and we don't need anything outwardly. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting. This now at least gives me not only the confidence, but it gives me something on paper to now say to Kenny, to your point, I'm completely ballsy. I will absolutely go to North Van District, Langley District, Vancouver District, because my belief is that, okay, a door's been opened to tell me that there are people that are suffering from something I know I can help them with. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so now I know where they are and that there's an opening to that. And I'll have Suri be able to say, as of next Friday, yep, she did a kick-ass job. So why wouldn't I tell them I can help their people? Right? It's just like, get out of my way. Of course, that's what I'm going to do. So.
Yeah, no, I think it's just huge. I mean, you got 600 people in the audience who know people. Who knows, you can end up picking up clients in an audience. You don't ever know what these people are and then who else they tell.
Yeah.
But again, it's when you push it and you push it and you don't give up, you know, in those down days, you just, you know, don't believe them. You know, like you said, if you put something in a box, well, make the box bigger.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference? Like, figure out. Yeah. Just
but
find more room to put stuff in.
And yeah. I get excited because I'm doing this right now. So my head is there, but I think of like sales funnels, right? So I'm in this like crazy world of like calculating conversions. But if I think of like, you've got a room full of 600 people, right? Mm-hmm. Like standard marketing convention is, you know, you talk to 600 people, you talk to 100 people, you convert one, right? Mm-hmm. Or you get a lead and that lead is like one person out of every 100, right? Yeah. And so that's, you know, like marketing and sales, at the end of the day, if you're really terrible at what you do, all you're doing is playing the conversion rates, right? Which is, if I talk to 100 people, I'm going to get one person who's interested, and then a ball's in my court to convert that person. So sure. I think of that, because I've been doing this all day, I was thinking about 600. That's, if you're really terrible at what you do, which you're not, that would generate you six people who would show up at your door going, hey, I could really use some coaching out of what you talked about, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're not terrible at your job, you're probably getting double or triple that amount, right? So maybe that turns into like 18 people that you've got to be able to figure out how to fit into a coaching schedule that now works for you before you start thinking about if out of that 18 people, 10 of them start spreading the word to other districts or other whatever, right? Like now you've got this virality that's super cool.
Well, this last weekend just did a women's retreat.
I saw pictures. That was really cool.
Yeah. So had 30 women there, 12 were existing clients, and 18 were the remainder were invited guests by my clients. Right? Like I couldn't buy that type of advertising. And then at the end of it, I had 11 of the 18 sign up for that conversion call, right? Like, let's just have a mini session and figure out whether or not coaching's for you. So yeah,
that's better than your numbers, Phil. That's not one in 100.
But and that's the amazing part. Like,
she's crushing it. You might get 300 people next week.
Lori's like, she's like, our entire podcast is now turning into a single Lori's like success story, like it's making everything come alive, right? Like, cause I think that's what you're looking for is you've got all these conversion rates that are amazing, right? So.
But they didn't happen overnight. Right. So the first couple, let me tell you, I've sat across from on Zoom or if they've mm-hmm. come to my office and they've said, thank you, but no, mm-hmm. right. It's what do we make that mean?
Yeah.
Right. And I always getting coached. I mean, I coach because I believe in it. So of course I have a coach and mm-hmm. my coach always just having me do like, okay, let's just do a debrief after every one of those meetings because what are we making it mean? But there's always an opportunity to grow and get better. Mm-hmm. And that's this past retreat that I did, I would say, like, I loved how I showed up, but I can't say that I said that after the other ones that I've done in the past. So yeah. I, instead of beating myself up though, I would go, okay, so what do I, how do I want to take what my whole thing is? How can I, like, how can I make this that it happened for me? Right. So I did one presentation up in Kelowna, which is about 4 hours away. The whole 4 hour drive home, I was beating myself up. I could totally tell, right? It was like, oh man, why did I say that? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Nope. And then at the end of it, I'm like, okay, how did this happen for me? And it happened for me that I never want to feel like that again. So what would help me feel better and more confident would, you know, I'm not somebody to work off of notes, right? So that means that I need to actually practice it more and get out there and be in real life examples. Yeah. Well, so that gave me more kind of energy to be able to do the next ones. And then this last weekend, I loved it. So I can't wait for next Friday to do it because I can see that I'm believing and showing up as that coach that I want to be, right? So, yeah.
So do you have... not to get ahead of it, right? But you've got all these clients now. Do you have, I'm so curious, right? Because I'm working towards this kind of, you know, we've talked about this 40-hour, you know, magical number. Do you have a magical number of clients that you're kind of working to?
I'm already there.
You're already there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do now?
So it's so fun. It's just, it's going to stream into to group.
Yeah.
And I've already hired, Shopland Health is putting together a membership site for me because these tools that I have has to get out to more women. Like that is in every cell of my body. I know that. Yeah. And the only way to do that is by making it more accessible for them to do that. So, yeah. So I had thought it was a year out. And then my coach said, well, why?
Yeah.
Why? Kind of thing. So that was fun.
You're gonna get busy real fast.
Scaling up big time. Yeah,
you're gonna get busy real fast.
But even just like this is another one. Lori's getting coached. But I'm showing you my brain because I've done so much coaching on this.
Yeah.
I literally could see the thought thinking it should be harder than this. Right? So I was actually trying to find ways for it to be harder. I did an overwhelm workshop and I had 48 women come out to it here in Langley. It was local. And I remember saying to my coach, well, no, she goes, well, why wouldn't you do that again? I'm like, well, because like that was just, it was too easy. Like I was expecting it to be harder. And it was just crazy the way that the brain can just go and look for problems instead of not even giving myself credit that I'd done the work. I've built businesses.
That you're amazing?
No, I've built businesses. before, right? So it shouldn't be a surprise that I kind of, it may be really difficult for somebody to put together this, but for me, I've honed those skills. So now it's like, okay, I've kind of put in the grease, right? So it's okay that it's actually happening.
Plus you also have, your timing is amazing right now, right? You got to, you're a good spot. People are looking for this. People are wanting this. And especially probably, and, you know, unfortunately, it's because where our society is, there's probably more women who are trying to get through what is sort of already set up as the game. And they're looking for people like you to help. Yeah. Like, I mean, people are not scared to search anymore. People aren't, nobody's, you know, you don't feel stupid. I have a coach. Like it's a badge of honor now. Do you know what I mean? Your timing's like crazy good on this one.
And what I keep telling, offering to my clients is that, you know, we have a trainer for our body because I want to know how to maximize my time and my energy for doing things for my body to strengthen it and to be most efficient. Mm-hmm. Right. And that has only come in the last 50 years. Before then, people would talk about personal trainers and they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So now we're at the cusp where mental health and emotional health is on everybody's conversation. Everybody's talking about walking around being stressed and overwhelmed. And it's like, we have a tool, and actually it means that you need to hire a trainer in to teach you how to use that tool. Like, all right, I would hire a trainer over here. Why would I not hire one for my brain to be able to figure out the most efficient way? And if I've been thinking something for 30 to 40 years, it may take me a while to get really efficient at it, but I got another 50 years of living, so I might as well at least hone it in and get really good at it.
Agree.
You know what it's like though, like people didn't do like a personal trainer. Trainers are probably what really and truly 10 years, maybe 15 years strong. I mean, they've been around for 30, it doesn't matter, but really 10 years. Mental health, we only just started talking about this really hard over the last 3 or 4.
Yeah.
5.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So again, I mean, once all the stigma goes away and people want to help and talk and know that there's people out there that can do this, it's just a huge, huge one. Well, and overwhelmed. My God, are you kidding me? Everybody's overwhelmed these days. My God, the whole world's your market.
Well, and that's, I can only speak for it because that was the world I was in. And I knew exactly, like, I know what my people are thinking and how they're showing up in the world. Mm-hmm. And we're having this conversation of, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? Right. And we finally are starting to have that conversation that we actually get to decide. And if I want to be as close to 10 as being the best version of myself, then it's up to me to decide how to get there. And if it means me hiring a coach to show me the best patterns to do that, okay.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Wow. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
That is really exciting. That's really, really cool.
Wow. Lori Shoplin. Really cool.
You're going to be smoking. Yay. Just out of control.
Yeah, you're going to be smoking.
You're going to have to hire people.
Smoking. Jimmy, what's Jimmy doing? Get him moving. Chop, chop,
oh,
Jimmy.
Oh, God. I could do this without him because he seriously is doing all, because I'm not the technical one and I've been coached on that, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden he's like, oh, we need this and you need this. And he's done it from the Natural Product Academy. So of course he can build it out. Like,
oh, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
It's fantastic. So seriously, Lori Shoplin has hired him. So it's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, really, what do you got to do? Just be nice to him periodically, maybe feed him here and there. It's like, it's huge, man. It's awesome.
Oh, poor Jimmy.
Killing it, man.
We love you, Jimmy. We love you. Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's really
good. Amazing.
That's really good.
All right. So Lori has been coached. I have now walked through that. How can I coach you guys? What can I do? What's on the plate for tonight?
Oh my gosh. What is going on? There's so many things happening. I don't know. Let me
see. Go, Phil. I did this. I was last time or the time before. I'm hanging tough for a minute. I'm in the sun. Been eating and drinking all week. I feel really good right now.
Oh my God. I think that I am in a place where I'm trying to figure out. So what I've been talking about the last couple of weeks, right? And I think we started this last time, is I'm trying to make a step change, right? I'm you know, I'm working full-time hours with Nimi. I'm gathering, I started gathering potential clients that, you know, could cume about 40 hours so I could walk away from the NIMI thing, and get back to a more diverse clientele. I'm now working with some of those clients now. So I've gone from full-time hours at NIMI plus some part-times to,
what a shock,
like to, you know, kind of an alternate job now. But I think I've got to figure out how to cut the cord, and take the leap and just figure out the rest of it. But I guess I haven't stopped enough to figure out whether I've done enough work on the why yet. I think for me, it's, how do I make sure that I've got the whys right so that I can just leap, right? Because I think leaping without the why is a really terrible idea, you know, because you don't really even know where you're leaping to. So the whys, you know, once I get the whys right, or once I figure out what whys I'm working towards right now, will help me figure out whether I can leap and just cut the cord. Does that make sense?
Sure. And it's interesting, kind of like what I had said about, you know, putting something into a box though.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, and only you can decide, but what does working toward the whys look like? Because I just want to offer, that could be something that, if it is constantly ever changing, it's like you're kicking that ball continuously, never landing on that place.
Yeah, so what
does that, what, for the best of your knowledge, could you describe as what that might look like?
So there's two. I'll tell you what it looks like, and then I'll tell you what I'm trying to make sure I'm watching for.
Sure.
Because I think there's some warning signs in there too. So I think the why looks like getting to a place where I can help. I need to be able to help multiple businesses with their marketing image, their branding messages, and then helping them build healthy marketing mechanisms. So those are the three things that I have zeroed in on. I have turned down a lot of other jobs around SEO and, you know, socials and digital and all that kind of stuff. Those are not part of, I can do all those and they fit in the world that I'm in, but those are not primary reasons why I'm doing them. I got an offer this week for someone who wanted me to do a ton of SEO for them, but it didn't come with branding and it didn't come with a marketing structure or being able to build out their marketing structure. So I said no. Probably would have filled about 20 hours of my week, actually. So I think the whys are pretty strong. So I think those are my three whys. I think they're whys. And then I think the watch out on all of that is I'm testing to make sure that I'm leaving NIMI, or I'm letting go of NIMI for the right reasons, if that makes sense, right? Because when I look, those are the three things I'm doing at NIMI. Well, they're more like eight things I'm doing at NIMI, but the three key things that I'm doing are branding, setting up their marketing structure, and then helping them, you know, build out healthy campaigns and, you know, all of that stuff. So, you know, part of me building out these whys, I went, I have these at NIMI. Why am I leaving? Right? Like I have the three things I need. So I'm just trying to make sure that, I'm not leaving because I'm bored, or that the monotony of being in one place, or because I feel like I have to go improve something else. I just want to make sure I'm doing it for the right reasons, if that makes sense. So,
sure. And yeah. When will you know that? How will you know that?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet. I haven't. Thing, yeah. Right?
And yeah, I guess yeah. Where is, because I would offer you no. Right? There's some resistance for you uncovering what it is. And that would be why.
I'm scared now. Kenny, do you have any problems you want to talk
about? No, I'm quite good with you.
Damn going you, down Kenny. This path. Jump in here.
Well, what's funny though? Well, I'll tell you what, because I mean, I can't do a Lori, because Lori's going to do all the proper way of coaching and getting you things. I'm just listening to you and I hear you say that. You know, I want to get away from sort of the one place to work and I want to help multiple people. And then you come back and say, well, you know what, but am I leaving because it's one place to work? I'm thinking, yeah, that's what you said a while ago. That was sort of like the motivation. So to me, you got your why set up. You're very clear on them.
Yeah.
So they're the same whys you're doing in NIMI. Well, that means they work for you. So, okay, that makes sense to me. Yeah, and then you're telling me that you want to work with a whole bunch of other people, but you're scared to leave the one you're working for.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing what you're, it's the back end connecting. Like, it sounds to me like you've already got the why set. Yeah. You know what you want to do, you know how to do it. And then you're going back and it's kind of second guessing it. And I'm thinking, no, you already answered that. You don't want to be with one person anymore full time. Like, you told me that at the beginning.
That's why you're going.
It's, you want to try something different.
Yeah. I think the part that worries me a little bit is to try something different. I just want to make sure that I'm leaving for the right reasons, right? Like, so the reasons, the three whys are the right reasons. And then not wanting, I think I just want to make sure I'm not running away from NIMI. I'm jumping into what I want.
But what's wrong with that though?
No. There's all sorts of things that are wrong with that. In my opinion, I will 100% want to hear what Lori has to say about this. So I think there's 100% things wrong with running away from, you know,
I don't think you're running away, like, though.
Because the environment isn't toxic, the job isn't toxic, the people are really great, the company is really great. And so I just want to make sure that what I'm doing is healthy and I'm not making a change for change's sake. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, once I've got that, like, I think I'm there. And I think now it's just like, oh God, I got to leap back in. And there is going to be some uncertainty because I haven't filled the 40 hours yet, but I'm, you know, I think this week I've logged 20, 22 extra hours over and above the full-time at NIMI. So at some point I'm going to be like, oh, I got to decide what to do. Right. So,
so here's two things for you. Right now you think that it is the decision to leave that is causing you so much confusion, right? Yeah. I would offer the decision to leave is the fact, because you know you're going to either stay there for another day, year, month, 10 years, or one day you will leave. So it is a fact, in fact, that you have a decision at some point to make.
Yeah.
The thought that you have, the way that your brain wants to interpret it, is the fact, I'm running.
Okay.
What are you making leaving NIMI, even if it's a day, a month, a year, 10 years from now? The thought right now that you have is that I'm running away is what's causing you to feel nervous, skeptical, second guess yourself, right? All of that. And it's not the decision to leave or to stay. It's the thought that you're having, that you're interpreting it, meaning that you're running away and that there's something wrong with that. So here's the thing. And how do we know this is true? Is that there's millions of people that decide to leave their jobs.
Yeah.
Right. That's the fact.
Yeah.
Every person has a different thought about it that creates them to feel a different way. So this turmoil and spinning that you're in, which is so interesting, because when I asked you the question of, how do you know? God,
she took notes.
How do you know what your why is?
Yeah.
Right? You didn't know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but yeah, you do. It's like you're kicking the can down the way.
Yeah.
So what would it look like? And is it even possible for your brain to kind of just even have the perspective of the thought of running away, because having the thought that you're running away and that it's a negative thing is causing and bringing up all of this confusion for you. Mm-hmm. Is there any other way you could look at it of saying, now could be my time? Like, I have given everything, like just even a different shift to it might give you a different clarity to it to help you find that reason that you're looking for. Mm. And you're not changing the circumstance. It's still up here, right? Like the circumstance is still a fact. You get to decide.
Yeah.
I think that's what I was trying to say, Phil, because Lori says it obviously much more better and smarter.
I got
that running away doesn't have to have a negative connotation to me.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you run away for whatever reasons you have in life. I don't care what you're running from. It doesn't, you're running away from a car coming at you because you're scared. That's one feeling.
Yeah.
You're running away because maybe you just don't want to be there anymore. And there's really nothing necessarily wrong with that either. I mean, at the end of the day, it's whatever. I guess it's sort of whatever makes you feel the. I mean, I don't. Yeah. It's hard on me in this one because I don't. You put the time in. You've got them.
Yeah.
A billion miles farther ahead than they were ever going to get.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Like we know that. And let's say that you are. Let's say you are getting a little bit bored, or let's say it is becoming monotonous.
Yeah.
And you want to run away from that. So. I'm not, and it's easy for me. It's not my feeling and it's not my world, but just from a perspective of an outsider, I'd be thinking, well, that's not running away. Like you're ditching them. That's just basically saying, listen, I've done my time. I've done pretty much everything I can for them. And now it's time for me to run away.
I think, so a couple of things that I'll feed back that, I really like. And then one that I think for me, the running away is 100% a negative connotation. So, I'll always look at running away as a negative thing. So I think I just need to make sure that I'm making change for, the right reason for me. Right. Mm-hmm. And so even if it's simply for change sake, I'm bored of going to the same office, I'm bored of talking to the same people. I think that's fine. But if somewhere in there I find a reason that's like, I'm scared of a part of that job, or that I can't do part of the job, or that I am covering up something that I really like effed up at the job, those things are things that I just want to make sure that I'm not, you know, kind of doing one of these, like, you know, hiding and then running away from it. Which I don't, I'm not. So I can scratch that off the list. I think the other part that I've kind of mentally been doing as you guys have been talking is there might be just, you know, in my three whys, which are super, I think they're pretty solid whys for why I want to go and do something else. I'm starting to check off all the things that I've done for them in those whys, because I think maybe this is about me closing the door. You know, the way Kenny, you and I talk about this a lot, about when we're done with clients and then we don't let them go. We kind of like, we hang around, or they hang around, right? Because you know, they're great relationships. You don't want them to end. Maybe this is another way that I look at that, and I can set myself some timeframes to say, like, in the next week, maybe in the next 2 weeks, or you know what, we're going to Global Pet in 2 weeks. Maybe at the, by the time I leave for Global Pet, I cycle through my whys and just find out, did I check everything that I've done that I want to be able to do for them? So this is not about Nimi, this is about me. Did I check all the things that I want to do that are my whys? If I have, then it's time to go, right? Then the natural cycle for this client is over. I need to move on and do something else. That actually feels pretty good, right? Because then that's a natural cycle for when to change and when to move on and do something different.
Sure. And I want to just highlight to you.
Yeah.
Only thing you've done in the last, when you've talked through that.
Yeah.
Is have a different thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You've gone from having the thought of running away that you were running and that was causing you the confusion, when I went, you know why,
yeah.
And you have your three whys. So yeah. You've in essence, for me, just built your model upwards. What's the result that you want? Is I want to know with certainty my three whys. Okay. So then what actions do you need to take? Awesome. I need to tick these boxes. I've got
to do these things. Yeah.
And then what are you going to have to feel in order to do all of that?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, motivated, confident, whatever that feeling is for you. And it's like, well, this is the natural progression for a client.
Yeah. I like it. What would I do without Lori?
Well, no, you did that all yourself. You just talked through that. That was awesome.
No, that was amazing.
Okay, but I'm not done with you.
Oh no.
Well, I'm just gonna
bring it. I can do it. I can do it. What is it?
So, is it possible that you've got 20 extra hours right now? Is it possible with your thought, but I don't have 40, which is causing you to feel uncertain right now? Is it possible that the other 20 are waiting to come until you're completely available to serve them?
Yes. Yeah. Right? 100%.
With,
yeah.
With that thought, how does that make you feel?
It's exciting, but the uncertainty is still not amazing, right? I've got 40 hours in hand. I'm going to 20 in hand, and then I've got to go find the other 20. I think when I get there, I'm going to be pretty excited about it. It's not like I don't like going out and finding new opportunities, right? And it's kind of old hat. It's something to do. I just, yeah.
And here, I did this survey. Very interesting to watch him on this one, Lori. It's so unlike. Like I'm watching. Who is this?
Why? What?
This is a person.
It's fun actually to watch it because you're like totally squirming and you're dancing.
Am I?
Just nervous wreck. And I'm thinking, buddy, how many? It's not like you haven't left other jobs. It's not like you've never landed on your feet.
Yeah.
And like Lori said, it's not like you haven't been building a whole group of people that are probably just sitting there thinking, well, I don't want to bug him because he's already working full time.
Yeah.
The second you go, the millisecond after, they're thinking, oh, he's available.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but right? Here,
I'm still trying to figure out what your real fear is. Like, I'm still not quite buying into, Because I can talk to you different than Lori can. I'm not going to co. I don't know if I'm sold on this yet. I don't understand what you're scared of.
There's I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't think there's anything else that I'm scared of, but I don't really know. Like it is kind of weird for me, right? Because I'm usually more definitive than this.
Which is so interesting. So
yeah.
When you tell yourself you're more definitive than this,
yeah.
Guess what your brain is providing you? Evidence of when you have known with certainty.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So that's, you're putting that into your Google.
Yeah.
And that's what your brain is giving you. Mm. So just if you would to massage that thought to say, mm-hmm. right? Like I'm learning to appreciate that actually not everything has a box around it.
Yeah.
Right? And I wonder if then that's when your brain will start mm-hmm. to go, oh, right? Like to Kenny's point, I bet all these guys have more hours for me. They're just being too polite to ask.
Yeah.
Right? And then that you can step into.
Yeah.
But you even had the thought of, I have to go find.
Yeah.
Right? And I just wondering if even that thought is causing you to think like, that's a lot of work to go find them, instead of, they're out there. They're going to actually be drawn to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to create this.
Yeah.
Right? Just even... just what your brain and even the language that your brain is giving you, and that's why talking out loud is so good. Yeah. And that's from a coach's lens. I can find all of those words and just go, okay, is that thought serving you?
I wonder if it's, part of this is I wonder if I'm overthinking the 20 potential hours too. Mm-hmm. You started talking about clients that you got, that you're gonna get, right? And the audiences you're talking to. And my brain went to campaign management, sales funnels. Do you know, and I wonder if I'm just, because I've been working on lead generation for so long that my brain has actually, I'm mentally doing math that I don't need to do. Mm.
And imagine the brain space that's taking up right now.
Yeah.
Right? Or even finding or creating new people and new clients when it's being consumed in other areas that's just taking up.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Yeah,
if I didn't know you, I'd be really inclined to be a lot kinder and listen to you a lot more. But because I know you and what you're capable of, I'm really still not kind of getting you tonight.
Yeah.
And it's all good. But I kind of...
Are you drinking something there?
No, I'm in totally good space. Because I'm thinking that,
You're being so tough tonight.
Well, it's just because I don't know if I've seen this Phil before. I've never seen such an indecisive Phil, an overthinking Phil.
Yeah. I know. It's a little weird.
Normally you would just go bang.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I'm gonna do this, and this is gonna do it for me. You're usually so bing, 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 bing. And tonight you're like, lodging into one small part of it in a sense. Again, it's easy. It's easy for me to say it's not me.
Yeah.
So when it's my feelings, they're mine.
Yeah.
And I can make my world into a complete freaking disaster very easily, very quickly. Right. And I have to get myself out of that mess. So it's easy to look at someone else and tell them, you should do that. You can do it. You gotta do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You got to feel good about this. But to me, when you say that, are you overthinking? If you want an answer, I would tell you, you're probably overthinking it. Mm. Again, it's easy to answer because it's not my feeling, right? But just knowing you, I'm thinking, wow, this is really unlike you in a lot of ways.
Probably
good though. It makes me feel better. So, thank you.
Oh yeah, sure. You're welcome. I'll have to... It is. It's definitely weird for me. I don't know if I don't know if family stuff comes into that play. I wonder if that's part of it too, right? The kids going to university in September.
Sure, everything plays into
it. There's a whole lot of tuition and residence bills in there.
Security changes.
So maybe somewhere in there, there's the do I take a hit? Do I take a 20-hour hit? Until I can chum up the waters and figure it out. So,
just even watch your brain.
Yeah.
That's, it's taking your reality today.
Yeah.
and sprinkling it into the future as if it's gonna, you're only going to have 20 hours.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. It's like,
that's the part I'm not understanding is that thought of yours. Why are you so stuck on that one? And
I don't know. It's somewhere in there, there's like all this math going on. I'm not really a math guy, right? Like, so.
Well, if you're telling me that, okay, I need 120 hours a week, can I find that? I'd say, okay, maybe, you know what? You might be stretching it. To get to 40, Phil? I mean, come on, seriously?
Yeah, the 120 is oddly comforting, actually.
Okay, well, that was a bad choice of numbers then.
No. I just mean. But it is weird that I'm hung up on the 40, but you said 120.
Sometimes
it's totally comfortable
different stage
with
of life.
Logging 120 hours, right? Even though that's not
security,
really possible.
Security is different in different times. If you think about when you have the kids.
Maybe all these full-time hours have made me soft. I think this is.
It's possible, but you've done full-time before. And you've done it at times where kids are just as expensive. University's a big hit, but really it's not that bad. Yeah. You know why?
Hello, I had two kids get married. Two kids get married and my youngest go off to university and I quit my job all in 1 year. I'm just saying.
That's a big year.
Right?
That's a big year.
Yeah. Lots of thought work around a good time to do this. The only thing stopping you from making it a good decision or a bad decision is going to be the thoughts you have about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? I think this is the plan. I think this is the plan. Like what I'm going to do, take my three whys. I'm going to work through those. That helps me. If there's anything left in there, right, that is an indecisive leap, that should flush it out in the open so I can figure out what the hell that is.
Sure.
And then buy Global Pet. That's easy, actually.
And I offer you the thought of, like, I'm a guy that's figuring it out. Yeah. Right? So when your brain wants to go get confused, you can just literally
shut up, brain.
Renavigate it,
right?
Recalibrating to say, right, when I have that thought, though, it keeps me in indecision.
Yeah.
Right? And then it makes me hang out in this place of hell for that much longer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, I totally get it.
Typically, humans are pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, aren't we?
Like, we can excel in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's why, like, it's so funny because I literally am my best client.
Yes.
Yeah. All these thoughts, right? Every day.
Yeah.
My brain serves me something different. It's like, oh, hello. Yeah. Right?
Hmm. Okay. This was really helpful. This was really helpful, actually. No, but so I think this is where, you know, I've seen clients get stuck on this and it's kind of ironic, right? Because this is the moment when you kick them in the butt because you do some analysis and then you get paralysis, right? And so I don't even know how many clients get into that spot where they're just like, well, I looked at this number. It says I should do, but that says that I should do, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And they kind of go bounce back and forth. But somehow I've trapped myself in one of these pools, right? So, but I think talking through this makes a lot of sense. Like, hopefully this helps some of our guys with when they get stuck in this stuff, right?
Indecision is right up there, right? Yeah. Especially with entrepreneurs and especially somebody that's wanting to go out and trust and take a chance on themselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a hard decision on a good day.
Yeah. Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Then when you throw thought in there and you throw feelings in there. And
then you throw graduations and university in there.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then you start worrying about when you retire and do you have enough money? Like you can make this into a ditch the size of
that's
a,
it. I'm not
the Grand Canyon.
No, I'm joking.
Phil. You ever watch the Flintstone episode when they show you the Grand Canyon? And what it is just a creek because it's in the Stone Age. So it hasn't been a Grand Canyon yet. They pre-named it.
I have not.
That's kind of where you're at. Like it's a creek.
Wow,
it's hilarious. It's a little
you're
creek.
So much older than Laurie and I. Look at that. We don't even, what are the Flintstones?
Flintstones?
Well, I have no idea.
Good try, guys. Good try. Good try.
This is amazing. Thank you so much.
Anyway, it's cool.
Yeah. Oh man!
All right. Well,
this
I look
still makes
forward
me laugh,
to
but
hearing,
it's all good.
Hearing how it goes on your and actually I can't wait to hear your road trip recording. That's going to be fun. the two of you in Orlando.
Honestly, it's going to be a first for us because Kenny and I haven't been in the same room together since it actually predates this podcast, right? So
we've only been in the same room together once in the last 10 years, probably.
Well, 10 years.
Close to that.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah. So it could be a complete disaster.
Sorry, that we don't recognize
each other. We might get in the same room and go, what the hell? This doesn't work good. Just, I'll call you from the other room, you know?
Yeah, we'll just zoom in from hotel rooms.
Yeah, that'd be really funny. Actually.
That's awesome.
But it's gonna be pretty amazing.
All good.
Yeah, all good. All good. Thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure. My pleasure. And good luck with your next venture. And I can't wait to hear some decisions that you make coming forward.
And I'm really excited.
I can't wait to hear about your 600 people show.
Your 600 people.
Yeah.
That one's going to be cool. Phil's going to get through this one.
Oh.
I don't know who this Phil is. So this will go. You got a cool one coming.
Yeah, yours is. Are you going to post socials or are you allowed to do that? Or
I don't know yet. I didn't say anything in the contract. So
okay.
Yeah. Wow, pretty cool.
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, yay.
Hey, guys.
Yay.
All right. I got to be up early to go to a different beach tomorrow. So I got to
sleep. Oh,
decisions.
Oh, already made.
So good.
Kenny.
Already made.
Kenny.
All right. That's the end of this Commerce Life. We'll be back soon with the next episode. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it. Give us feedback. Tell us what you think. Subscribe, like us, join us, share us, tell your friends about us. And we hope to see you next time with more commerce news.